The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Campbell rumors. Come on, hit me. Who's got something? Nick.
Campbell was seen walking into a Subway on Lincoln Way. Here's the best part. There's a now hiring sign on the door. I've got photos.
Matt Campbell, sandwich artist. Come on, do better. Crap. Tyler, what do you have?
Hot tip from Cleveland. Brown's interested.
Team out east? Crap. John.
Endorsement deal. Big bucks.
I like it. What is it?
Campbell soup. Soup? There it is.
Bosco, feed me.
New endorsement op. Processed meats. Oscar Mayer, trust the process.
Total crap. Come on, somebody, please, give me
here,
something.
Here.
Campbell seen spending bills, paying bills, has a friend named Bill. The Bills might need a new coach. Be a great fit.
Crap.
Guys, don't we have an opening?
Oh, crap. Focus. Come on, we need rumors. Campbell rumors. Let's go.
My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend knows this guy who heard from this kid who's going with this gal who saw Campbell buy takeout at Hickory Park last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
No problem whatsoever.
Come on, we need rumors.
Isn't it possible that Campbell just wants to stay at Iowa State?
No rumors. No crap. You want to look for a job? Hey. What about Kansas or Maryland?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy? Now, get ready to sound off.
Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy, and welcome to Sound Off. We've got one fan base pretty excited this Sunday night here in Iowa. One kind of down.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, kind of down.
One trending upward, the other trending the opposite way.
Yep. Yeah. Your chance to sound off at 515-282-9010 straight ahead. Hot topics. The Cyclones beat Kansas so badly, KU fired its coach today.
Ouch! And the Iowa defense can't stop Purdue. Hawkeyes score 36 points and still lose. Let's sound off right now. Both teams, 515-282-9010.
Iowa State now beats ranked teams, wins on the road, and gets coaches fired. These are not your father's Cyclones or your older brother's. We could talk about the coach who's rumored a candidate for every job this side of governor, or the 18-year-old quarterback who doesn't look like he shaves but carves up defenses, or the running back who breaks tackles and ankles, or the defense that held Kansas to 3 points, and more impressively, West Virginia to one touchdown. The same West Virginia that just hung 58 on Baylor and 42 on Texas. But this week, let's go with the 6'6 playmaker who not only now leads the nation in yards per catch, Hakeem Butler mossed and tossed a Kansas defensive back into reconsidering football. Butler's a transformer. The Cyclones have fans taking over opponent stadiums and believing in big games after November. Enjoy the ride.
Keith. What a difference 2 weeks makes. 14 days ago, we were talking about Iowa possibly winning the Big Ten West and even making a run at a conference title. Now, it's all disappointment, what if, and what mediocre bowl is Iowa heading to this year? Cyclone fans talk a lot about nut cups. This year, it's Iowa's turn to put the cups on. First, it was Wisconsin, one special teams gaffe away from beating the Badgers. Then it was Penn State, interception on the 3-yard line that would have given Iowa the lead late in the fourth. Now Purdue, chip shot field goal to let the Boilers win by 2 in the final seconds. And we all knew it was coming, right? You could feel it. Just another kick to the stones. What we're seeing is a prime example of the fine line between a great Iowa team and a good Iowa team. I still think this Iowa team is good, but they're 0-for-3 in clutch moments. This season looks a lot like 2010. Think about the talent on that team. Stanzi, Robinson, Coker, DJK, McNutt, Reisner, Hyde, Sash, Morris, Claiborne, Prater, Klug, Daniels. Top to bottom, one of the most talented teams in the Ferentz era. They finished 8-5, 4 losses by 4 points or less. That's Iowa football in a nutshell. Every year there's tight games, and the season is usually defined by how the Hawkeyes fare in those close games. 2015 was a dream season, a season Iowa won 6 games by 10 points or less. That team made plays, took advantage of an easier schedule, and got all the breaks. They weren't the most talented Hawkeye roster. 6-3, could be 9-0, but to quote the great football philosopher Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. Iowa is good, not great. 10 wins still possible, but what if won't go away.
No, this will be a season you hear what if for a long time to come. Let's get the call started. Live phone calls, 282-9010. Josh is in Des Moines. Josh, your thoughts on Hawkeye football.
Well, first of all, love your show. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Hey, no problem. I know you're needing my opinion tonight.
hey, we'll take it when it's that nice.
it's my dad was loving enough to raise me a Hawkeye fan. And the way I look at it is college players are cycled through 4 years at the very most. You can't look at it like professional. Year after year after year, Ferentz gets them up for the big games. Normally, there's always a good big game win or two every year. But, you know, he doesn't get them up for their lower competition. And when do you start really, really blaming the coach if players are cycled through as quickly as college players are? You can't blame the players. Eventually, it has to come down to the coach. Am I right?
The coach is ultimately responsible.
In charge, yeah.
But let me jump in there, though. I don't think this is one of those years that Iowa is playing down to its competition. I mean, they smoked Indiana and Minnesota. They beat a good Iowa State team. I think the problem is in these close games, it could go either way. They're now losing the close games. They're not making the clutch plays at crunch time, and that's kind of the difference in a great season and a good season.
Valid point.
All right, well, thank you. Call us back anytime. Justin is in Altoona. Justin, switching us over to Cyclone football, Iowa State trending up still with a decent shot at reaching the Big 12 championship game. What do you think?
I think they got a good shot, but, you know, I just want to chime in there. You know, first off, your guys' hold music, talking about Iowa football, man, come on, Iowa State. I mean, these Iowa fans talk every year about how their great big old Big Ten championship playoffs. You know what? At least us Iowa State fans stay humble, and we rise above everything. How it is, it's one nation.
You know, all right. Let me jump in there. You think Hawkeye fans talk about the college football playoff every year?
Oh, yeah, they do. Every year. At the beginning of the year.
Who are you hanging out with?
Yeah, who are these Hawkeye fans you're hanging out with? I have heard no
Those
Hawkeye fan ever.
Pretty optimistic
Maybe
fans.
Maybe in 2015, if they win the Big Ten championship, they go. But, I mean, I've never heard a Hawkeye fan talk about the college football playoff.
We have to move into lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges. Ben in Ankeny says, Cyclone quarterback Kyle Kemp looks like Boston College legend and Heisman Trophy winner Doug Flutie. Tiny Ref. Christine in Des Moines says, candidate Karen Deary looks like actress Maggie Gyllenhaal. Wow, I think that's a pretty good one. Does the tiny ref agree? He does agree.
That's pretty good.
Behold, guys, a modern genius. All right, mad genius. But the point is, Mike Gundy spoke volumes this week without really speaking at all. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Is this the face of a man you can trust?
Why won't you just show us the emails?
Yeah, show us the emails. What are you hiding?
It's my own private server.
Drunk at work? Maybe. Keith Murphy. Embarrassing. Creepy. Cannot be trusted. I'm John Sears, and I approve this message.
John Sears thinks you're stupid.
Sears.
Look,
Sears.
Look. I could walk out to Grand Avenue right now, shoot some people, and still get more viewers.
John Sears can't be trusted.
I think I just crapped my pants.
No thank you, John Sears. Paid for by the committee to make Keith Murphy solo host of Sound Off.
Hasn't happened yet, but there's still hope. Time for another game of knockout. Four great Hawkeye coaches. Who's out?
Tom Davis.
Nine NCAA tournaments and Elite Eight.
Dan Gable.
Led Iowa to 15 national championships.
Kirk Ferentz.
Five top 10 finishes. Four-time Big Ten Coach of the Year.
Hayden Fry.
Resurrected Hawkeye football. Three Big Ten titles.
Wow, that's hard.
Tough choice. You never know when Andy will find inspiration from an unexpected source.
Take this week, for example.
It was a routine press conference, a routine question even, but it stuck with me all week. Here's Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy, who was asked by a beat writer about the noise on Twitter surrounding his quarterback, Taylor Cornelius.
Oh, I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home trolling an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard.
Genius can appear in all shapes and sizes, and this time it's wearing an 80s hairdo and making fart sounds. That, my friends, is beautiful. To Twitter, the platform of choice for cowards, wannabe experts, and men with inflatable girlfriends, Mike Gundy offers no quarter, no concern, no words even. Think of all the sources of stress or conflict in our daily lives and how cathartic it would be to cast them aside with a Gundy raspberry. Fred Hubble is out to raise your taxes. Every obnoxious political ad on TV swatted away. Hello, this is a courtesy call to inform you that you can consolidate all your debt. Every robocall out of your world. Your husband who leaves the seat up, your wife who leaves it down, the neighbor who won't rake his leaves, the houses on your block that didn't open their door on Halloween, Cub fans with gear dating all the way back to 2016, and the guy who's cursing at the referee from the 57th row at Kinnick Stadium with his knees in your back. And don't ask for a rat's ass because I don't have one to give. There have been times when I have listened to Mike Gundy and wondered if he'd been dropped on his head as a child, but to those past judgments, I say, there's a slice of Socrates under that mullet. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
More live calls coming up. It's 515-282-9010. Your chance to sound off, plus still to come, knockout results. Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Chris writes, last week fans were talking Big Ten championship game. Now they want to fire Kirk. Embarrassing. It's a fair point. We overreact. We sure do. Fans do. We all do.
Matt writes, yes, I'm a disappointed fan right now. Yes, we lack a ton of 11 and 12 win seasons. We also lack a bunch of 2 and 3 win seasons. Exciting moments aplenty. Class program, hashtag, in Kirk we trust.
Unless we trust, we go to Les in Ames. I'm sure that he's talking Cyclone football Les, what do you think about this winning streak Iowa State has put together?
Keith Murphy, John Sears, I've been calling you guys week after week, telling you how special this team is, and I'm glad that it finally took us stomping on Kansas for everybody to realize how big-time Hakeem the Dream is, how big-time Brock Purdy is, how big-time Dave Montgomery is, and how big-time the Cyclone football team is, and they're going to the Big 12 championship. I'm saying it right now. You heard it here first, live.
Les, calling it.
They got to win out, nice win their final Les. Three Big 12 games, and they need Oklahoma to beat West Virginia.
Which you would expect, but in this year's Big 12, you can't be sure.
And we saw what West Virginia just did to Texas.
And Baylor just beat Oklahoma State, right?
Yeah, crazy things are happening.
Cyclones need to show up Saturday, too. And let's go to Bill in Oskaloosa. Bill?
Yeah, I think as long as there's a Ferentz, both elder and younger, in Iowa City, we'll continue to see mediocre teams there.
You consider Iowa mediocre? I mean, I feel like that's being pretty harsh.
Well, there are times that I don't think they could beat the Little Sisters of the Poor.
What if they finish 10-3 this year?
How much money would you like to put on that?
I don't bet, but I'm just asking. What would you feel like if they finished 10-3?
I'd feel pretty good, but it isn't going to happen. We'll go to another.
How do you know?
Why? There's no imagination. I would like to see a twin of Campbell in Iowa City right now.
But Iowa beat Iowa State, and Campbell coached Iowa State in that game.
And if they played right now, they'd lose.
Well, if they played right now, I picked Iowa in the first meeting. I would probably pick Iowa State if they were meeting this Saturday, but they're not. That game's been played, and Iowa won. But I'm curious, though. You say lack of imagination and all of that. Iowa has won six games in which they won pretty convincingly. Their three losses all came down to like the final minute of the game against pretty good teams. Why does that make you give up on the coach? I'm just curious.
I gave up on the coach a long time ago. I think that they're losing by just a few points to three different teams. I think, well, when they lost at Penn State, that just kind of really tore it. And then they lost again last week. And I don't think they're going to beat Northwestern.
Bill, they're 9.5-point favorites, which surprised me. Bill, you're welcome.
I thought that was high, too.
Call anytime. Thank you. Bill is not happy. He's really down. He's not alone.
No,
there's some fans pretty frustrated. Three close losses. Could have won any of those three games, but didn't, and that's football.
And they can finish with 10 wins. You think Bill will call back and apologize if they finish with 10 wins?
I wouldn't bet money on the 10 wins.
I won't either.
But, yeah.
But it's Northwestern,
possible.
Illinois, Nebraska, and a bowl game.
An apology from Naz and more. That's next in Face Off. Sound Off is live. Knockout results, Hawkeye coaches, all of them with great careers at Iowa. Dr. Tom is knocked out, and it's really not that close. He gets 55% of the vote.
Can you tell me the 7% that voted for Dan Gable, those people need to get their heads examined?
Be hard to be much better coach than Dan Gable was.
All right, time for more topics. We call it Face Off. What a dumpster fire at Maryland. Ooh. The Board of Regents reinstated football head coach DJ Durkin earlier this week, only to have the president fire Durkin a day later. Durkin needed to be fired.
A score one for media and fan outrage. Everyone knew Durkin could not go back to that job except the Board of Regents. It's not surprising when people find a way to justify supporting a great coach, but DJ Durkin? I just hope all the Maryland fans who demanded he be fired would have had the same feelings if Durkin coached a contender. Unfortunately, John, I doubt it.
Winning. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa continues to shred defenses.
He's great.
27 touchdowns, one interception. Any chance this guy doesn't win the Heisman?
The drama now is, will Tua win it by the widest margin ever? I think he will, unless something changes drastically. And by the way, John, fans may say they want Bama.
Yeah.
They don't want Bama.
Not this year.
You don't want Bama.
Former Cyclone Naz Mitrulong was supposed to be in Des Moines Friday for the Iowa Wolves opener against the Salt Lake Stars, but during shoot-around, Naz was called up to Utah to be in uniform for the Jazz. That's good for Naz. Kind of stinks for Iowa State fans.
Here's what kind of guy Naz is. He was called up to the NBA, and he apologized to Cyclone fans who bought tickets to see him play in Des Moines.
He's a good guy. Election Day is Tuesday. It's a big one. I plan on voting. You?
I wouldn't miss it. Tell you something else I won't miss. Nonstop calls at my home and now texts on my cell phone. Oh. How did the Democratic and Republican parties get my cell?
Well, I posted it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Why would you do that?
You went negative, ran an attack ad.
Oh, no, no. You started it. You got in the mud first. You went
low
first.
You're a liar.
You're a damn liar. Over under. Griff's Pals.
Oh, what is this?
Over under Griff's Pals. Overrated John Sears. It's clear they're not that close. Look at Griff looking away. It's a one-way friendship.
This is garbage.
Underrated Keith Murphy, Griff's Pal. I am Griff's new best friend. Look at how happy Griff looks in this photo.
These pictures were doctored somehow.
They're not doctored.
They're
these aren't Photoshop
they're
pictures.
They're Photoshop pictures.
It's ridiculous. No, these are real. Anybody can see that they're real.
Terrible.
You're just jealous.
Whatever.
You're jealous of my friendship
jerk
with Griff.
Oh. All right, guys. Recently, there's been a big political divide in America.
Yeah.
So it's nice that all sides can come together and root for one thing. Tiny Ref is solo Ref is sound off, baby. I'm the one running unopposed.
Oh, excuse me. I'm also running.
What the hell, Tim? Who gave you that outfit? Get out of here. 1 minute. America.
You have to remember.
What just happened?
Well, when you're that small, John, it doesn't take much to get drunk.
Jeez. Yeah. So there's.
There's another couple
tiny refs running around here?
Nate is in Urbandale. Nate, welcome to Sound Off. Thoughts on the Cyclones?
All right, before I get into the Cyclones, I want to say to all those people wanting to throw Kirk Ferentz under the bus to keep up with Andy Fales. Now, as I get into the Cyclones, all those Cyclone fans who say, don't drink the punch, there's always a Cyclone controversy. I have to say the same thing. Listen, Brock Purdy broke the record of throwing the most touchdowns as a freshman. You know who previously held the record? Brett Maier. Who was the last good Cyclones quarterback consistently? Brett Maier.
Well, thank you for the call. Live it up. Drink the Kool-Aid.
Get drunk
have
on
fun.
This, will
yeah.
you? Yeah.
Mitch. Mitch is in Story City. Mitch, go ahead.
Oh, hey.
Go ahead,
so,
Mitch.
Talk to us in 10 and 3. Iowa State, absolutely, we're going to go into the Big 12 tournament.
Big 12 championship?
Oh, yeah, Big 12 championship. We're going to win all of it. And then why can't politicians run on getting rid of those robocallers? They win in a second.
Man,
I'd vote for them.
They'd have my vote. Thank you. John is in Altoona. He's been waiting a long time. John, you have a thought on Iowa football?
Yeah, I do have a thought on Iowa football. I think that they don't schedule tough enough opponents, so when they win the easy games, they think it's great, and when they lose the hard games, they think it's tough, and that is sad.
Sad.
They need Bama next year on their non-conference. Iowa needs Bama.
You don't want Bama, John. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
Big thanks to the crap reporters, Jordan and Scott Sipker, and the legend, Nick Renkoski.
Here's what's coming up next.
Hey, Murph. This week, we're in a small native community in British Columbia, spending 3 days with the world's best wildlife photographer. Paul Nicklin gives us an up-close look at the rare spirit bear, opens up about some of his most daring adventures, and explains how climate change is hurting the planet. All that's coming up next and in depth right here on WHO Channel 13.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.